The original telecommunications plan was written before the arrival of the internet and cell phones. In the days of landlines and Bakelite phones, telephone company rates and services were overseen by state regulators.
When the statute was put in place that originated the telecom plan, we were largely talking about telephone providers that were wholly regulated.
James Porter is the Public Service Department telecommunications director.
We have seen the explosion of cellular technologies, wireless technologies, to some extent cable providers and broadband in general, over which we do not have the same level of regulatory authority as we did over the old Bell operating companies.
Landline service is on the decline. Porter says nearly 30% of Vermont households are wireless only, with no landlines. Cable, broadband, and cellular phone prices and services are beyond the state's regulatory reach, which means a telecommunications plan has less muscle than it once did.
I think you set aspirational goals, but certainly the ability from a regulatory perspective to effectuate goals are somewhat diminished from the old days.
But Porter says the diminished regulatory power means the state is taking a different approach to reach its telecommunications goals.
We're moving from the traditional paradigm to where we're seeing, I think, more of a almost economic development type partnership with these providers.
The evidence lies in how Vermont has used grants to service providers to help bring broadband to areas where the state felt it might not be economically feasible for companies to spend money. Porter says an updated telecom plan will be a guide to help the state decide how to use its resources. Former Public Service Commissioner Richard Sedano agrees that now the state has to use investments, not regulation, to influence how and where telecommunication services are provided.
Businesses and residential customers who want those services are going to demand them. If some other place has them and we don't, that can become a political issue. That's why I think we'll always see government keeping an eye on the next things and trying to deliver those in whatever ways they can.
Sedano says in some ways regulation isn't as necessary as it once was. He says as markets have opened up to multiple providers, companies are investing more to remain competitive. In the past, companies had near monopolies on service, and regulation helped drive investment. He says a rural state like Vermont will still have to work to ensure service to those areas where there's little or no competition. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.